Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Good evening and welcome to Fearless Generations. We're so pleased to have you here with us this evening and to be listening to our show. And tonight we have a very special guest with us that we are so grateful has joined Kelly and I to have a discussion around the step of present moment. And that is Elaine Glass, and we wanted to welcome her. She is a coach in her own right, and she works with individuals and small groups of people, giving them an opportunity to be heard and to be quiet and listen to themselves as well as be listened to by others. So I'm really excited to hear her insights and thoughts about being in the present moment. And so first of all, I want to welcome Kelly and see how she's doing. And then Kelly, I'll let you introduce Elaine. You've had a little more interaction with her than I have, and I'd like to have your insights as well.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm here and present with you tonight. I've had a full week, and those who listened last week heard we talked a lot about homeschooling and the struggles of getting all the work done. And our idea was to be okay with whatever we got done in the moment. And today we actually had a very full day. One of Daniel's assignments was to make a silent movie of him trying to escape from a concentration camp in World War II. And we really had no idea how we were going to do this, you know, with the, you know, just me and him and my cell phone and, you know, the props and costumes that we had on hand. But we just stayed focused on the task at hand and what we had available to us. And we made the video and we did the all of the requirements along with it and sent it in. And that was 150 points. So we turned it in. We hope that we will get at least most of those points for the assignment that we did. And he worked really hard on it too. He did the storyboard and he made all of the signs, you know, for the silent movie, that's, you know, the dialogue and the signs. He did the outline and you know, and he was the main actor in the movie. So wow. He did a lot of work on it, and I was really proud with how it turned out, especially with my first time ever even making a movie on my phone. It was a brand new app, and we both just faced our fears and did it. So it was really, really exciting today. And if I get enough people that ask for me to post it, I will post it on our Facebook page, but I have to get the request on the Facebook page from our listeners. So if you want me to post it on there, you have to go on the page and say, post the silent movie, Kelly, and I'll post it.
You mean on our Fearless Generations page?
Yeah, on our Fearless Generations Facebook page.
Oh, cool. Very good. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Oh, and I'm supposed to, sorry, I forgot I had two assignments there. Okay, I am super excited to have Elaine Glass on our show tonight. I've talked about her several times on the show. For those who listen consistently know that. She was one of the speakers at our coach retreat last year. And just absolutely loved her, had some one-on-one time with her that she took with me, and I got really clear on some things that I needed to do and helped me to progress forward. So I am super excited to have her on the show. Welcome, Elaine.
Thanks. So great to be here with you and Terry. And, yeah, I remember that day very, very well. You and I sat together and had a great conversation, and thanks to Rhonda Britton, a shout out to our friend and mentor, for being able now today to be with you. So thank you.
Yes. And the name of your business is Quiet Life Coaching, correct?
Yes, it is. It's Quiet Life Coaching. And I'm super proud of it. I was able to get very quiet, which allowed me to get very clear about my message. Mm-hmm. And so this is where I stand. And it's just been an amazing journey. Just an amazing journey.
Mm-hmm. So just a little bit about what do you do with the people that work with you? What is the main focus of how you try to support them or what they come to you for support?
Well, my background is actually in science. So I'm actually science-based and a former dental hygienist. I was a dental hygienist for 30 years, just retired about 6 months ago. And what I found to be my superpowers, because we all have superpowers, that I am an amazing listener. And what I have found that is that people rarely get a chance to really be fully heard. And so my Get Quiet platform is really taking a client through the process of being heard. And really being heard sometimes for the first time, you know. So often we have things that we want to express, and we have dreams and desires and goals. And sometimes when we share those with people, their response can be, oh, yes, great, you'd be great at that, which is wonderful support. But sometimes people just don't feel comfortable in sharing their desires and their dreams. And so I really am a listener of unconditional love, great focus, great compassion. And after people work with me, they really do feel like they have a clear path. And more than just clear, it's very truthful. I mean, they really get very truthful with themselves. And that's the beauty of what I do in allowing the quiet to come in to their lives so that they can question their own truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we're not living in our full truth, how can we really decide what it is that's best for us?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds really,
yeah, I love
that's
that.
Really interesting because I can confess honestly that I have busyness syndrome, which doesn't allow me to really be quiet with myself very often. But as I've been traveling this journey of fearless living with Rhonda Britton, I've learned that compassion is my essential nature, especially having compassion for myself. And also learn to embrace the quiet side of my nature, and I don't want to label it as introvert or extrovert kind of thing, but just recognizing I just read a book recently called Quiet, and
one of my favorite books of all time by Susan Cain.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
I love her. Isn't that so enlightening
after
you read that book?
Yeah, and I was able to identify with those labels that society has put on people. And I was a school teacher. I retired 10 years ago from school teaching. I taught school for 40 years. And recognizing, you know, the huge number of children that I'd worked with over those years and adults as well, because I taught teachers as well, and how people's nature, oftentimes people who are quiet are misinterpreted And there's a lot of misconceptions around the idea of being quiet and just being still and listening to yourself. I think there's been kind of a, I don't know if you would call it what you would call it, but people that have really looked at yoga and looked at maybe alternative medication, alternative health issues that have really started to get in touch with their inner quietness. And as a way of reflecting and having compassion for themselves. And so it's like, it's kind of, you know, this is something I've really been curious about and been kind of, I feel like, led down this pathway of recognizing that piece of me that is quiet and really being able to capitalize on that and find ways to set with that. And so I think that hearing what you're saying is just really reaffirming to me that as I'm journeying through Fearless Pathway, which is what Kelly and I are talking about on this program, which are the 12 steps in the journey to freedom, to where you can be yourself, is that I'm seeing that a part of compassion, which is my essential nature, is to be quiet and to listen to myself. And then to act upon that. So listening to you, it's just like, oh, yeah, I'm getting goosebumps. And it's just like, you know, nothing happens by mistake. And being able to meet you. And I think when I first met you, it was I wanted to guide you to Kelly. But now I'm thinking, oh, this is really cool for me. This was not, you know, something that I certainly can embrace as well. And just been reading that book in the interim between the first time we've met and now, and just thinking about how important it is as a teacher and as a mother and as a friend to allow people that quiet time, and even providing them with some of that quiet time so that they can embrace that part of their nature, that we all have that as a part of our nature. And like you're saying, it brings about the truth and it brings about a clear path. And that's what we're all about here on Fearless Generations, is helping people to find that clear pathway that through these principles can lead them to that knowledge, that knowing that they're on the right path and that clarity of their purpose and passion. So I really appreciate you sharing that with us about, it hit me when you said truth. You know, that it's really a truthful, clear path. And I think that's what brings us freedom, is telling ourselves the truth.
Exactly. And well, you could not have said that more beautifully, Terry. A couple of things come to mind. I was born a quiet kid. I, you know, went through the same things you were talking about with your students. You know, how do we deal with a child that is more of a listener than the one who's able to express. Most of the time, the judgment for those kids was, well, they're dumb, or they weren't focused, or, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on. But really, you know, we are very deep thinkers. We are leaders, but in our quiet way. And it's funny because if you can imagine, here I am, a dental hygienist, I'm a single mom, I've got bills, I've got, you know, a life that I've created, and a beautiful life. And all of a sudden, I begin to get these sparks of curiosity. And of course, you know, we all know we should always, always go and search what we're most curious about. And so I started to become very curious about, how would it be if I could actually take what I'm doing in dental hygiene, helping people, and use that in a business? And so I would get quiet in the same place every day, and that's a labyrinth close by to my house. And I would walk this labyrinth, and I would listen to the voices that were telling me, do it, go for it, go to life coaching class, get certified. And I thought to myself, how could this be true? And I was really, like you said, I was looking for my truth. I was looking to trust the voice that kept telling me, go for it, Elaine, go for it. And don't worry, and just have faith. And so I went to life coaching school. and got certified, although I personally feel my own life and the 30 years of being a dental hygienist was like a life class to me in terms of my experience with people and patterns and behavior. But yeah, the whole concept of getting quiet and really trusting that voice, because we are raised with so many judgments and domestication of other people telling us how we are. I mean, I could have accepted that I was an introvert, a quiet kid, and never be able to express myself. But that wasn't my truth, and I was not going to carry that through my adulthood. I knew one day I'd be able to express myself and express my ideas. And here I am. I mean, I'm literally the last person I would ever have thought here on a podcast being able to express myself, because most of the time I've got my nose in a book. So, but I listened to that voice and I trusted it. And all these years later now, I'm coaching. I have an amazing coaching business. I'm doing podcasts with wonderful people like you. I'm writing published articles, and I'm most importantly, I'm helping people. And that was what I listened to all those times walking the labyrinth every day, was follow what I'm curious about, and that was how can I help people and serve the world. What I noticed in my dental hygiene practice, and this is where getting back to the quiet comes in, and why this was my passion, why it is my passion, is for 30 years, I talked to people about their lives. I saw their overall health because, of course, we have to go through everybody's overall, you know, health every time they come in. So I saw the disease, and I saw people, heard people's struggles, and I heard their pain, and I heard their joys. But really what I heard was the depth of unease. And the word unease is very important, because it's that feeling of unease that our soul is trying to tell us something that it needs us to hear. And when we don't hear it and we stay with the unease, that's when the anxiety and depression come creeping in to our lives. And so after the 30 years of hygiene, I asked myself, now really, what do I feel people need the most? After all the stories I've heard for 30 years, what is it that I want to, what is the takeaway from listening to people's stories for all these years? And the takeaway was, I just want people to get quiet. And that's really where it came from.
Mm-hmm. It makes so much sense. And it probably wouldn't have made that much sense to me even when we met back in, when was that, June?
September.
July, I don't remember now. September, there you go. But just after working with, I do workshops with a lot of organizations and share with them leadership. My coaching is kind of centered on leadership skills. And reading that book, Quiet, and the people that I'm working with are accountants, and a group of accountants that supervise another group of employees in the county. I work in the county which is the largest employer in our area, and realizing that they are, you know, what you would classically call quiet people, with very, very enamored with numbers, very like to work independently, and working with them and just being open, really open with them and present with them, and we read this book as a book study, and I am really kind of down the middle of being a person that gets my energy from people and then a person who gets my energy from being alone. It was really revealing to me to work with them and to be present and open with them and just see how absolutely marvelous they were in terms of what they had to offer, their desires to work with their employees in a positive way, and how they felt misunderstood, and we mm-hmm. would just have these wonderful conversations that would open my mind to a whole new way of thinking. And I don't think I could have done that if I hadn't been practicing Rhonda's principles of change, being present is one of those, and the one that we're working on this month, just being present. So that meant being quiet and listening to them talk, and a transformation that was for me to practice that principle of both trust and being open to, I call it intuition, or the spirit, and being present with them. And I think that allowed me to recognize as well that as a leader, being quiet is a balance. There's such a balance there. And a leader doesn't have to be the typical stereotype of a leader. You know, like you were saying, you realized you were a leader and you were a deep thinker. And I think that just really came together for me in just the last probably 6 months that I've been working with these people who would call themselves. They would profess that they were introverts and that they were quiet people, which is why we read the book. So it was interesting. And then to hear you talk, it just is really, really interesting and just makes me even more curious about the power that lies and the clarity that lies in the principle of being present and being quiet and listening.
Terry, we have a caller on the line that has a question. So
great.
I thought maybe we could open that up and see what it is.
Yes, let's do that.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, who is this?
Hi, my name is Mike. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Mike. What's your question?
Well, I have more of a comment. I just wanted to call in to say
okay.
that I really enjoy listening to your show. I listen a lot, you know, when I can. And, you know, just tonight's topic, it just really hit home with me, and I just wanted to call and, you know, just tell you that I really enjoy your show and, you know, just make a quick comment, and that is, you know, when you live in the present, you know, just in that quiet time, just what a difference that it makes, because I was one who always lived in the past. And when I found the quiet time and the present, oh, what a difference it makes. What a difference.
Wow.
You know, just what a turnaround it makes in what it made in my own life, you know. And, you know, and it was just, you know, I lived in misery for a long time, you know, just always looking back. And my wife would always be on to me, you know, what are you doing? You know, live now, you know, don't live 30 years ago with things that happened, live now. And I never caught it, you know, I never grasped that idea, you know what I mean? Because I always looked at the bad things, you know. And then one day it just snapped, you know, not snapped, but, you know, I mean, it clicked, the light bulb went on. And that was when I was outside and I was just sitting in the swing and I was just watching the trees. And I just hit that, you know, that quiet time. And it wasn't nothing but just watching the trees. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, just that wind. And, you know, and the next day I went back out again and again and again. And it was just that clarity, you know, just that, you know, that moment of just clear. And that's when it hit me, you know. And I just wanted to share that with you. And I just, you know, hope you don't mind.
Thank you so much, Mike. That was awesome.
And Elaine, that's kind of what Elaine was saying, too.
Yeah, you know, and I always catch your shows, you know, I listen to them. A lot of times I can't catch them while they're live, but I catch them in the replay. And, you know, and I just enjoy everything that you talk about, you know. And, you know, I just can't say enough how much I enjoy it.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was awesome.
Yeah. Well, of course, that just makes my heart sing because it's in those moments when someone realizes that they're on that swing and they can feel the breeze mm-hmm. through their hair, and they can feel the sunshine on their skin,
mm-hmm.
and they finally feel alive for the first time, maybe in years, like Mike was saying, living mm-hmm. in the past for so long. And that's what this quiet is all about, is really being present and feeling the beauty that we call life. And it's mm-hmm. just so heartwarming to hear him speak of this. So I really appreciate that, Mike. Thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you.
And I love that. I love the way you just said that, feeling the beauty of this thing we call life. And
mm-hmm.
that's what living in the present moment is. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
awesome.
Yeah, staying focused on those things that we want to see in our lives, staying focused on those next steps, or, you know, giving ourselves that time to be quiet and, you know, to sit on the swing and watch the trees. Or, you know, for me, I give myself that time to just, you know, be with my kids and watch them laugh and smile and not worry about all the other things, you know, need to be done. And I think, you know, you need to find that thing that's going to connect you to your life and to remind you of how blessed you are, or you know what life is about for you. And I just think that was, you know, he put that so beautifully, and that's really what, you know, the present moment and staying focused and getting quiet, that's what it's all about.
Right, because, you know, when we talk about focus, we're actually needing, I think the dictionary actually says it's, you know, permitting a clear perception or understanding. But if we don't have a clear mind to do that, then how can we really focus on anything? And that's when we stay stuck. And the other thing I want to tell you that I think is important is for Mike to be out on the swing. What's happening is he's feeling the breeze, he's feeling the sunshine, he's getting clarity, and he's getting messages. And these aren't woo-woo messages. These are real, clear messages that guide us. And sometimes we look outside of ourselves for messages. You know, we ask people, what should we do? We go to psychics, we listen to everybody else, but except for that soul voice within us. And
mm-hmm.
I just want to really tell the listeners that when we doubt these messages, when we feel like they're not something that's coming from us, they are, and trust that they are. Because when we doubt the messages, we are really doubting our creator and the energy that guides
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important
beautiful.
To trust that voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my essential nature, since Terry was talking about hers, my essential nature is trusting. And so that has been a long process, and it's really only been in the last maybe 2 years that I've really started to get clear on a doable version of trusting myself. Because I used to build it up as this, you know, huge thing where almost I have to be a superhero to be able to trust myself. And I've been able to break it down into something very simple, and just knowing who I am and trusting that knowledge is going to get me through. And I think that's a little bit of what you've been saying, too, of knowing the truth and knowing your truth and listening to your voice. And relying on that as what is going to put you forward, not what the voices around you are saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have about a minute, Terry.
Oh, do we? Okay. I was just being quiet and letting that roll around in my head and my soul.
You know, the last thing that I want to share, too, with your listeners is an action step. Because some people
awesome.
are fearful of this quiet. because sometimes we live in denial and we don't want to hear the truth. So a baby step would be to connect with your breath. That is our reset button. So wherever we are, if life gets just really busy and our environment gets loud and people are tugging at us here and there, the best place to start to reset this quiet is just breathing mm-hmm. and really mm-hmm. feeling your body, taking deep breaths. And that's where it all starts. That's where the quiet starts, is within our own breath.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, I hope that our listeners know what a valuable bit of information and discussion that we've had this evening in terms of being true to themselves and gaining clarity on this path that we're taking together this year. And I just want to again thank you, Elaine, for being with us, and we so look forward to you being with us again in a few weeks. I've really resonated with the things that you said, and I'm going to sit quietly with those things for a while tonight and listen to that still small voice within my soul. So thank you so much, and thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
You always inspire me, and we want to thank our listener, Mike, for chiming in with us. It just is really heartwarming to hear of his experiences with listening to that voice within himself and getting quiet and feeling life and feeling alive. So, again, thank you, Elaine. Our time is up, and we'll sign off saying, listen to yourself, trust yourself, and be free. So thank you.
Thank you.
And good
thank
night.
Thank you both so very
thank
much.
Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you.